From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the son of Afghan immigrants opened fire on a packed homosexual nightclub in Orlando, Florida, early Sunday, killing 50 people, wounding more than 50 others in what is called the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. Police identified the slain shooter as 29-year-old Omar Mateen, a Florida resident and U.S. citizen. The gunman later took hostages. The drama ended when riot police shot the suspect dead. Law enforcement is trying to determine whether the attack was inspired by Islamic State. Our Nicholas Pellerino is a terror expert at Washington's Georgetown University.
It certainly appears at this point that this was at least ISIS, Islamic State inspired, or a jihadist movement inspired attack.
Yet there is no firm evidence yet he worked directly with the militant group. Mateen reportedly made phone calls in which he stated his allegiance to the IS group's leader. He had been interviewed three separate times by federal agents after allegedly bragging to co-workers about ties to al-Qaeda. President Obama declared it an act of terror.
This is a sobering reminder that attacks on any American, regardless of race, ethnicity, religion, or sexual orientation, is an attack on all of us.
Mr. Obama said federal agents are spearheading the investigation. Meanwhile, Los Angeles police say they arrested a man with a car full of weapons and explosives with the intention of attacking that city's gay pride parade. A group of Nigerian militants blamed in recent years for a string of attacks on Nigeria's oil industry in the Niger Delta has urged a new militant group to engage the government in dialogue. Members of the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, MEND, appealed to the Niger Delta Avengers to give peace a chance. Recent attacks have severely cut Nigeria's oil output. This is VOA News.